The farm-to-table movement has been growing in its influence and reach, and it seeks to educate consumers on where their food comes from and its environmental impact. Well, the farm-to-fashion movement is now emerging, and it's similar in its efforts on education on where fashion actually comes from and its environmental impact. The Farm to Fashion movement will be the focus of a fashion show that's happening next Tuesday. It's part of the upcoming Regenerative Earth Summit. I spoke with Selene Diaris, who is the producer of the Farm to Fashion show. She's with the organisation At the Epicenter, and they're producing the Regenerative Earth Summit, which has a focus on food, fibre and climate. And it aims to devise strategy and match resources across food and fashion industries to influence and accelerate systemic change in land to market systems.
Well, fashion is a global industry, and so the effect is global. Fashion often, as you, I think a lot of us are familiar with tragedies that have happened in fashion production, and those have been often in developing countries where the production is happening. So there's also a lot of environmental impacts in the fashion industry, from water pollution to soil pollution, with how cotton is being grown, for example. So the fashion industry is considered one of the top polluters. And if you think about it, it makes sense. How we power ourselves is a huge impact. How we feed ourselves is a huge impact. And how we dress ourselves is a huge impact. So the fashion and food industries are considered at the top tier of impacts that are oftentimes detrimental to ecosystem health and human health.
And we've talked so often about the water that's used to grow cotton, and then the dyes that are used to dye the various different fabrics, and then the petrochemicals that often go into a lot of the synthetic fabrics that we have. So what exactly is the farm to fashion concept, and what is the sustainability, I suppose, opportunities now as we talk about fashion?
Well, farm to fashion is literally the first of its kind in the world, where we are focusing on soil as the underlying intent around who's selected to be in this fashion show. So we're fiber centric. We're looking at their resourcing of fibers that are coming from natural sources, both animals in terms of climate beneficial wool, for example, leathers, as in regeneratively produced animals on the landscape who are in service to improving soil health by how they're managed on the land, and then having a traceable leather system. And then in the realm of cotton, of course, cotton produced organically, and a new emergent approach to cotton production, which is regenerative. So regenerative agriculture is a very prominent aspect of this gathering, both at the fashion show and at the summit itself. It's a new conversation. It's looking at how are we managing for soil health in terms of less disruption of soil, more cover cropping, multi-cropping, mimicking nature. Nature does not do monocrops.
And as well as that, if you bring in the component, because I know the Savory Institute has really been involved in this and getting that term farm to fashion, how we're keeping animals on the land and not allowing free ranging of cows, for example. And then, of course, that, you know, has a big connection to leather. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we're very honored to be partnering with Savory's Land to Market and also Fibershed. Fibershed and Savory are both innovating in the space and helping companies re-engineer their ideas of how they bring products to market and what those products are made of. And to your point about Savory's work, they have developed very powerful evidentiary proof that how you manage animals on the landscape really does improve not only the soil health itself, but also the biodiversity of plant life. And if we think about how animals were managed in before we came along, they were often in small clusters. They would move across the landscape. They were moved both by predators and also by their own sort of, as Alan Savory says, by their own poop. They would have had enough impact in one area, and off they would move to another. But that relationship grass has evolved in that sort of symbiotic relationship to animals. Grass does not recover well if it's clipped and then moved away from for a short period of time and revisited. Grass does best if it's clipped and then left alone for a period of time to really re-strengthen its root system and then grow.
In terms of the consumer's role in all of this, I mean, billions and billions of dollars are spent on clothes and fashion and fabric every year globally. So how can a consumer know then that the fabric that is ultimately in whatever piece of clothing that they buy, that garment, that that has been sourced ethically? Because we're a bit more familiar, I think, with food labeling. But in terms of fashion labeling, and given that it goes through so many different entities, from the grower of whatever the natural product is to whoever is maybe weaving, to then the manufacturer, to maybe in a store. I mean, what's the labeling? I mean, how can a consumer be part of this movement?
Well, that's an excellent question. And I think it's an emergent understanding, and also at development at the fashion brand level. The land to market verification is a new seal that's being implemented, and a few fashion brands are stepping up and taking that on. There is the GOTS certification that has been developed that really looks at cotton and its production. But I think we're still... There's the Higgs Index that's been developed by the Sustainable Apparel Coalition that may or may not be as consumer-facing as it is for the brands to self-evaluate how their supply networks are and how they're doing in terms of their goals. There are a lot of initiatives that the fashion industry has set forward, including like 2020, which is an adoption of a higher percentage of cotton that's organically produced being used in clothing production. But I think there are a lot of opportunities to improve the traceability and transparency between the brands and consumers. And I think we're going to see this growing quite substantially over the next 10 years as I see the industry really stepping up to embrace this.
Céline Diarras is the producer of the Farm to Fashion show that happens in Denver next Tuesday evening. That's part of the Regenerative Earth Summit that kicks off next Wednesday. And it's happening at the historic Larimer Social in downtown Denver. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. next Tuesday evening. And you can find out more about the summit and the fashion show online at the website is at theepicenter.com. And we'll put a link to that at kgnu.org.